I'm Brady Cruz, and you're watching Politics Unpacked. Politics Unpacked is brought to you in partnership with our friends at Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. Sign up for their newsletter at future42.org. Welcome to week five of the legislative session Unpacked. This was a heated week on the issue of parental rights, with much of that frustration boiling over after a now viral Fox News clip from Senator Jamie Peterson, the Democratic majority leader in the state Senate.
Kids over 13 have the complete right to make their own decisions about their mental health care. Parents don't have a right to have notice. They don't have a right to have consent about that. Young women have, if they're old enough to get pregnant, they're old enough to make their own decisions about what happens with their bodies, okay? And parents do not have the right to change that or make a different decision or be notified in advance.
Senator Peterson's comments came after the Senate voted to advance Senate Bill 5181. It would unwind key aspects of the Parental Bill of Rights that was passed via initiative last year. While Senator Peterson has defended his comments, saying he was simply reiterating what state law already allows for, Republicans have argued that state law has been expanded dramatically, especially in the last 5 years, when it comes to what kind of medical information and access kids have without parental consent. Senate Bill 5181 would require less notice for parents when it comes to what's happening with their kids at school. After advancing out of the Senate, it is now awaiting a hearing in the House Education Committee. Opponents of the effort to unwind the Parental Bill of Rights plan to rally this Saturday, tomorrow, in Olympia on the steps of the Capitol. Also happening this week, around 20,000 Washingtonians registered their opinion ahead of a committee hearing on a bill that would institute a pay-per-mile road usage tax. House Bill 1921 would tax drivers for every mile they drive. The idea is that it would eventually replace the gas tax as more individuals turn to electric or hybrid vehicles.
But remember, this doesn't kick in for 4 years, and then it's on a that's the first time it becomes mandatory, right? So it's not going to solve the short-term problem. It's trying to set us up for a system that will allow us, for people who use the transportation system, an equitable and fair and sustainable way of producing revenues, and as the bill indicates, just for preservation and maintaining of what we have.
The number of people who signed in opposed to the bill far outnumbered the number of people who signed in favor of it. There was also a massive amount of citizen opposition to a bill that would increase the state's property tax levy lid from 1% to 3%. House Bill 1334 would allow local jurisdictions like counties to raise your property taxes by up to 3% at a time without going to a vote of the people. More than 10,000 citizens registered in opposition to the bill, with just around 150 or so in favor of it.
The taxpayers have once again spoken, Madam Chair. 128 signed in pro on this bill, which probably were the special interest groups, and 12,124 taxpayers signed in con on this bill. This is an estimated 99-1% ratio in taxpayers' favor. That should send a clear message that the taxpayers do not want this bill, this time in higher opposition than last year when the same proposal was brought up in the Senate. Taxpayers feel the crushing weight in taxes that this state already levies. The young people that I represent are already struggling to afford to buy a home, and with this, any of them that do have a home find it harder to live in said home. Madam Chair, Washington is the fourth most expensive state to live in, and I sincerely believe that this majority is wanting to shoot for number one. Oh, you all talk about having a regressive tax system. This would be regressive. The taxpayers spoke loud and clear. Listen to them. Thank you.
Most of those who signed in favor of House Bill 1334 were local leaders who say they need the additional tax revenue.
I'm King County Councilmember Jorge Barón, and I'm testifying pro on House Bill 1334.
My name is Snohomish County Councilmember Megan Dunn, here in support of the Association of Counties in Snohomish County.
I'm Paul Jewell on behalf of the members of the Washington State Association of Counties, testifying today in support of House Bill 1334.
I'm Joe Bushnell, a councilmember for the City of Tacoma, and I'm here to strongly support House Bill 1334.
I'm Angela Burney, Mayor of the City of Redmond. Thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of House Bill 1334.
Jen Burbage, current president president of the Washington Recreation and Park Association.
Candace Bach, representing the Association of Washington Cities.
I'm Mary Lou Polly, the mayor of the city of Issaquah, and I'm here to express my support for the bill.
Another bill that got a hearing this week is Senate Bill 5123, and it would add additional protections for individuals who are gender diverse or who are in the country illegally.
So there is a claim that this bill is unconstitutional because it protects certain students and not others. But Senate Bill 5123 does not give special rights to special groups. It simply extends protections to groups who are vulnerable to discrimination and provides clarification on definitions that are no longer accurate. This also does not exclude students who are not marginalized. For example, no matter a student's gender expression or gender identity, they will be protected. This includes students who are cisgender or heterosexual. There's also a claim this bill imposes ideological beliefs about gender and identity onto students. Senate Bill 5123 is not about ideology. Instead, it's about ensuring students are protected from discrimination. Okay. Schools are responsible for creating environments where students can feel safe and learn. Protecting students from discrimination does not impose any particular belief system onto anyone. And Chair, there is a claim that schools should prioritize improving core academic subjects and not affirming identities. A safe and inclusive environment is essential to academic success. 25.3% of transgender students skipped school because they felt unsafe, compared with 8.5% of cisgender male students. Claims that this bill's definitions are inconsistent with other parts of the law, simply not true. The bill's purpose is to clarify and update definitions to reflect current understandings of identity. K-12 institutions play a unique role in the development of students, and the purpose of Senate Bill 5123 is to ensure clarity in educational settings where students can rely on their schools to provide protections that can improve their ability to learn and to thrive.
But some Republicans say Senate Bill 5123 seems unnecessary and a little bit confusing. On the public safety front, a bill that was a little bit of a head scratcher for folks on the internet this week. It would reduce punishments for child predators who are caught up in what's called a net nanny operation. This is where undercover detectives posing as minors catch adults who are engaged in predatory behavior towards children online. The Democratic sponsors of the bill argue, quote, individuals who commissioned a predatory offense involving a minor victim could pose a different public safety threat upon release than individuals involved in a sting operation with a fictitious minor. If the bill passes, it would lower the amount of time that someone caught up in a net nanny operation would have to register as a sex offender, and it could also reduce their duration of community custody. That has been Politics Unpacked for this fifth week of the legislative session. I'm Brandi Cruz. Have a fantastic weekend. Politics Unpacked is brought to you by Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. Sign up for their newsletter at future42.org. And in the meantime, join us 4 days a week for our live show, Undivided, where we give context and have important conversations about what's happening in Washington State and beyond. UndividedPod.com. That's UndividedPod.com.